BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says officers should be better prepared when responding to crime scenes. He was speaking at the funeral service of a slain cop in Hammersdale, west of Durban, yesterday. Warrant officer Moses Ndlovu and his colleague Danessa Grinpatha were killed while responding to a shooting in the Cliffdale area last week. Mchunu says police should rather arrive late than show up ill-prepared.
Whether it's a robbery or a shooting, police officers must not show up to crime scenes alone and unarmed. They must not think criminals will just fear their presence. When they respond to calls, they must do so in sufficient numbers and be well prepared.
In the Eastern Cape, authorities are investigating the cause of multiple road crashes which have claimed over 20 lives this weekend. At least 12 people have died after a minibus, taxi and buggy collided head-on the N2 near Dudja last night. The Provincial Transport Department says a separate incident claimed the lives of three people when a minibus taxi had a tyre burst and overturned on the R61. Five more people were killed in a collision on the R409, while two died in a crash on the N2 outside Mdanzane. Speaking about the incident that claimed 12 lives, the department spokesperson, Unathi Bingqose, says they're investigating a case of culpable homicide.
This is the second worst crash in terms of the number of fatalities since the beginning of the festive season. And the MC for Transport in the Eastern Cape, Mr. Kalanata, is making a desperate plea to you and I as road users to be extra vigilant and be patient with one another on the road and avoid avoidable crashes.
A crackdown on illegal child marriages in India's northeast has resulted in nearly 5,000 arrests. 416 people were detained in the latest police sweep overnight in Assam. The state had already arrested thousands in earlier abolition drives that began last year, including parents of married couples and registrars who signed off on underage betrothals. In a landmark 2017 judgment, India's top court said that sex with an underage wife constituted rape. India is home to more than 220 million child brides, according to the UN. A top story, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says officers should avoid responding to crime scenes alone and unarmed. He was speaking at the funeral service of a slain cop in Hammersdale yesterday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.